Portable generators are a common tool when temporary or remote power is needed. In scouting, they could be used at a large district or council events or at a summer camp or winter camps. Generators can be incredibly helpful, but do have some inherent dangers. According to the OSHA fact sheet on using portable generators safely and the American Red Cross Safe Generator Use website, you should be aware of the three most common hazards associated with portable generators. First, carbon monoxide, also known as CO, is a colorless, odorless gas created by internal combustion engines. If generators are not adequately ventilated, CO poisoning can occur from breathing toxic engine exhaust, so never use a portable generator inside a structure, building, or trailer. This includes partially enclosed areas such as pop-up tents or pavilions wrapped in plastic. Get to fresh air immediately if you experience CO poisoning symptoms such as dizziness, headaches, nausea. Second is electrical hazards. These can occur when users bypass safety devices such as circuit breakers. To avoid electrical shock, plug appliances directly into the generator or use three-pronged extension cords that are appropriately rated in watts or amps for the intended use. Keep the generator dry and do not use in the rain or in wet conditions. If you need to cover the generator, use it under a canopy. And three is fires. Check the appropriate run times for the generator and make a plan so there is no need to refuel it in the middle of your activity. Store fuel in an approved storage can. Ask your local fire department if there are limits on the amount of fuel that can be stored in one place, and store it outside in a locked area and away from heat sources. Be sure to consult and follow the manufacturer instructions or user manuals for your portable generator. Find more tips and resources for this and other safety moments at the Scouting Safely website on scouting.org.